Episode 379, September 3rd, 2018.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a f***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
the punk? Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Well, this is it, Joe. My idea that I have... I'm dreading, to be honest. I think I don't know what I'm getting got myself into, us into. This is a first year in the Robin Joe Show. The chat room will run the show. They will drive the ship. They will ask the questions, give us the topics. All we're going to do at the very end that we're going to add, that we prepared, is our Super Bowl picks. So it's the chat show. Perhaps if it goes well, it'll be a Labor Day tradition. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be cool. Actually, I got a call and a text from Gramps saying, "Hey, is there anything you want me to ask?" Like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose, but I didn't get his voicemail, and then he texted me, and I didn't realize he left the same voicemail.
Gramps' questions will just be him reading a Gramps story and posing it as a question. Who do we have in chat? How about we start with that?
Let me just tell you that Mac already said he wants an all-Gramps story show.
Well, yeah, we could. That's no problem.
I'll have to start saving some up then.
Real quick, Captain Cupcake says, let's just get the Super Bowl picks out of the way so we can start having fun. So he's immediately, so we should get that out of the way right away. But we, of course, Captain Cupcake is in there. Centrum Silver is in chat. That's a reference to Katie buying me Centrum Silver for 50 and over, even though I'm not. Five plated Gramps. There's a lot of guests with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Bergson, Jim Amato, Joe Rose. Joe Rose, of course, is the tight end, former tight end of the Miami Dolphins.
It's good to have some NFL alum in our chat.
Kale Smoothie, LOL. That's pretty pretty funny. Hold on. What do we got? Larry Johns, that's in reference to the guy that I talked about that I worked with at Half a Nose.
Yeah.
Miggity Mac, Paul Charchian, Pool Guy Mark Scott from Philly. Okay, enough. Let's...
Okay, hey, the chat said get the Super Bowl picks out of the way. You're controlling the show, therefore we will. Tawanda is having the Patriots defeating the Fighting Restivos, the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow.
Yes. I am going to have the Atlanta Falcons taking on the L.A. Chargers. The Atlanta Falcons win their first ever Super Bowl. Atlanta over the Chargers.
The L.A. Chargers?
Oh, that's...
Yep.
I didn't even know they were supposed to be good this year.
They're the favorite to win their division. So.
All right. Wow, you're really going on a limb there.
Yeah.
Well, since you're crapping on it, I also picked the Chargers.
Hey.
You did?
And the Rams. I changed from the Patriots, so...
An all L.A. Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Chargers, Rams. I have Rams winning.
Okay, strong.
I also have the Rams winning the Super Bowl over the Jacksonville Jags.
Nice. I like that. These are all new combinations of Super Bowls.
I just
never
don't
seen.
Want the other teams to... I don't want Pittsburgh to be there anymore. I don't want the Patriots to be there anymore. No offense,
right.
Jim Amato, but
yeah.
Enough.
Robbie?
My girlfriend has the Houston Texans defeating the New Orleans Saints. The other opposite. The New Orleans Saints defeating the Houston Texans.
I like that.
Okay.
And I have the Jaguars losing to Restivo's Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh, there we go. So Restivo's the big winner, according to Robbie. All right, there you have it.
Hey, not a question, but Gramps just said that he goes, Joe, Aunt Mom went to the ocean for 5 days. Ask Rob to send Tawanda over to keep me company until she gets back. That's an offer for him to bang your girlfriend.
Would you cook for her, Gramps? How would you entertain her?
I mean, it's going to take a minute for him to get back.
I'm going to try to answer that for him. No, he's not going to cook for her.
Yes. He's never cooked in his life. Why would he start now?
They're just going to listen to the TV really loudly.
That's right. Well, she does like the ID channel.
Yes,
so.
She does. All right, chat. Have at it. Is Mac running this or is it a free-for-all?
It looks like a free-for-all, but Mac does have something, and I think there's a follow-up from Captain Cupcake on it.
So the first question's on here. You want me to read it, Rob?
Shoot.
Okay, who on the show is most likely to have a Me Too scandal?
Well, Joe, because he has employers. I don't. I work for myself, basically, and everything.
I would be more likely because I'm more...
You have employees you have a boss.
More people that I either report to or report to me.
Yes.
But you're not... Are we counting Gramps? He's the one most likely to say something that he's not supposed to say or do something he's not supposed to do.
Well, 100%, it's Gramps. Yeah.
Of course, because, I mean, he can't even walk down the street without seeing nipples. It's, you know...
Right. He's got pictures. He's said the term black pussy multiple occasions.
Mac had the better question. He asked, in light of Me Too, do you feel the need to apologize to the girl who was going to be our intern?
No, that would be me, right?
Yeah.
Well, Joe. Here's the deal. I feel no need to apologize unless she was offended by my behavior, and then clearly I would apologize for that.
Can we remember exactly what he said, Robbie? Do you know?
He just asked if she had a boyfriend and asked how old she was or something like to that effect. Mac named the episode, so he probably has a clear memory of it. He probably just listened to it.
Would you do that today? Would that same back and forth happen?
So let's say somebody wanted to be our intern and it was Aunt Mom's age. I'd say, are you married?
Okay, you would?
Of course I would, yes. What? Tell me about you. Tell me about what's going on with you.
All right.
By the way, it is much different.
Oh, Mac said you asked if she was hot.
That's not appropriate. Well, Katie's over there just staring daggers through me right now.
You think that surprises me at all?
I mean, people want to know what she looks like, right? Don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember. What'd she say, by the way? Do you remember?
She is hot, if I remember. Didn't her dad email us?
Yeah.
We read his letter on
what
the air.
What did he say? It's completely inappropriate. It wasn't that, was it?
No. He was a fan, I thought.
Oh,
all
cool.
Right. So.
All right. So that's the first question. Here we go. Oh, Graham said, however she wants it in response to our question regarding Tawanda.
Okay.
All right. Who cleans the sink after Joe washes his junk in it? That's from Scott from Philly.
That would be me. Scott from Philly. That would be me.
Katie definitely. Yeah, she definitely washes.
Are you using something? You know, more. You're just typical, just spraying in there with a cleaner and wiping it down.
I have
more extensive.
What's she doing? It's pretty basic. I use the other sink, so I really don't care.
Okay.
But since she busted me, I haven't done it since then. So she hasn't had to clean the sink after it's had my junk washed.
Robbie, if I may, what would be worse? To have Chamberlain come over and blow up your bathroom again, or Joe come up and use your sink for that?
Your Chamberlain's way worse.
Okay. You'd rather Joe jerk off in your sink with your girlfriend 8 feet away cooking Taiwanese food.
That wasn't the question. He was just cleaning up his junk before having sex. That's all he was doing. He hadn't even had sex yet when he was washing his junk.
Okay,
so.
That's right.
It was perfectly pristine.
Yes. Yeah, but if you ever find a hair in your sink and it's not from your head, it's probably not fun to clean up. So you might want to reconsider.
Well, it could be just from shaving.
No.
All right, what else we got?
All right, what happened to the superhero murder mystery?
What happened to it? Well, we did it three times. The first time was at McGoobie's, and it was okay.
It was lukewarm, but we didn't draw the way we wanted to.
It drew okay, and then the show, there was a lot of places where I thought there would be, we all thought, obvious last what happened, and they didn't. Now,
I thought the show was great.
I don't.
But the people just didn't come.
Well, I thought it was funny, but no one was ever laughing at the parts that we thought were funny.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a horrible. And what would have happened? Guess what wasn't very good the very first time we did it at the New Dead Gang.
Right.
You know, we tweaked it until we also. I think we did it at Arlington Draft House, which is a room we stopped doing, I guess, because it was.
We did it. We did
it
there
really conducive
the next time, and it did. The numbers were about the same as normal, a little light, and it went. It didn't get any better. At that point, we'd made changes, and it didn't have a market improvement.
Well, also remember, the first place we did it was McGoobies, and it wasn't well attended. And we had had our shows obviously more successful when there's a bigger audience, but because it wasn't well attended, I think the next show we had was where we previously had a sellout. It was in Virginia. We hadn't done this room since then. It was
we did the Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg. That was the final time we did it.
Oh, that was the final time?
Yes.
And the time before that was the Arlington Draft House?
The numbers got worse each time, and the enjoyment by the audience got worse each time.
Yeah, so what ended up happening was we thought, yeah, we wrote a whole murder mystery. We would have tweaked it if people were coming out to see it and wasn't doing well. Then we could obviously say, all right, well, it's drawing, but now we make the product better. But since people weren't interested in the theme, then we just dropped it and we decided to go in a different direction.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, I guess in well, the idea of it was that it were at the superhero Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which sounds like a funny idea. It is a funny idea, but I guess it wasn't nerdy enough and geeky enough to get the nerds and geeks out that weren't enough references, and it was too superhero to get out just date night, and it just didn't work.
Yep, that's pretty much the answer. All right,
costumes were great.
hold on. Okay, the next question is a very personal question. I don't think you're going to answer it, but here we go.
Oh, boy.
It says, does Tawanda like oral sex, anal, That from Captain Cupcake.
Wow. You mean giving, receiving, oral?
Or... Does she like giving anal?
Yeah, does she she loves that. I don't like it as much. Tawanda is, look, she's not a prude. I'll just say that.
All right, here we go. With the great success of the Finazzo song and Restivo's first appearance, is there anyone else in the D.C. area that Robin Joe thinks should quit comedy? Yeah, there's a ton. I'm just trying to think. I'm not, by the way, I'm not really doing comedy.
Yeah, you're not. You're out of this. I don't know where to begin.
But I'm literally trying to think of somebody that does comedy that I think, well, they're never going to be funny. That there are people like that. I'm just trying to think. Oh, Chris Lohman.
Okay.
Oh, Joe.
What?
He's so sweet.
I like him. No, just like the great Bird Knight.
Right.
Okay, there was a comic named Bird Knight who I loved, but it just wasn't for him. Same with Chris Lohman, who is a very nice guy.
But there's something to be said for people who just, he's not trying to be famous. He just enjoys it.
Okay, but I want to enjoy it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And right. I'm not. But it doesn't mean he's a bad person. That's not the measure of a man. And clearly Tom Myers. They didn't mention Tom Myers. But
no,
that's
Tom
not
should
true.
Not quit.
Yeah, you're right.
At this point,
he shouldn't
keep
quit.
Going.
Yeah, he might have. He should have quit maybe a few weeks in. But now that he's become what he's become, no, it would be dumb for him to quit now. He brings too much joy.
But also, I see so many horrible comics, horrible specials, that I'm like, maybe these guys shouldn't quit, because I see people on TV doing these 15-minute specials on Netflix, and some of them are like, this is the worst shit I've ever seen. You know, maybe you shouldn't quit then.
Yeah, and Mac, Rob probably won't give you a name, just letting you know. If I know Rob like I think I do.
But I'm not even in the open mic scene.
But you definitely
much.
Know somebody who should quit comedy.
Probably, yeah. I'm sure that I do. But, like, there's nobody right now that's bothering me that's getting a lot of work that I think sucks.
But you don't think that people are at open mics that just are atrocious and they should just quit?
Yeah, of course there are. But, again, I don't do enough open mics that it bothers me, like it may have used to.
Yeah, that's not the question. But, okay, so, Mac, no, you're not going to get an answer.
I don't even know who I would say.
Okay. All right, so here's the next one. This is from Gramps.
I think Joe should quit comedy.
It says, I have. I keep trying to. I keep getting booked. Joe, do you remember when I was teaching you to play catch and hit you in the face with a baseball? Yes, of course I remember. Now, here's the thing.
That's from Scott Berkson?
That's from Gramps. I moved from Cheverly, Maryland when I was 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So no matter what, I was under 7 years old. And my father was teaching me to catch a baseball. So I was probably 5 or 6. Can you imagine taking a hard ball and throwing it at a 5-year-old?
Was it underhand or overhand throw?
Well, it doesn't matter. It hit me right in the face.
Were you hurt? Were you crying?
Of course I was hurt. but that's not the worst thing that happened. My finger was slammed in the car door. You know that, right? We were on our way to see Herbie Rides Again. So that's how you know what year it is. Just look up Herbie Rides Again. Robbie, can I look that up real quick? And I'm going to tell you while I'm talking what year that was. So we're going our way to see Herbie Rides Again. And of course, after my finger is 1974. That's when I slammed my finger in the car door.
Was it as good as Herbie Goes Bananas?
It was similar. Okay. I think it was a no. So Herbie Rides
Who's
Again.
Herbie.
That's a come on. You know Fully Loaded. You know who it is. So Herbie Rides Again, 1974. So I was probably 5 years old when I slammed my finger because I didn't turn six until
you slammed it or it got slammed. Like somebody.
Well, I was too small at that age to be pulling the door. We had a Buick station wagon. The door weighed 40 pounds. I wasn't slamming doors. So somebody, by the way, I never thought about that. Somebody slammed my finger in the door. I wonder who that was. It wasn't Robbie. It was either my dad or my mom.
If
my dad was smart, he'd pin it on my mom right now because she's no longer with us.
I think Robbie did it. Robbie, do you have a memory?
My guess would be Joe was trying to shut it himself and somebody pushed it closed. And I think it was probably my mother.
Okay. So anyway, there's no way I was trying to close the car door. Robbie, the Buick was... Do you remember the Buick?
No, I'm saying you had your hand in a position where you were trying to close it yourself.
It's your fault,
pushed
Joe.
It. No, I'm not blaming
now,
Joe.
Now, look, this is the thumb that was slamming the car door, okay? So I had to be in a position where my thumb was sitting out of the door, but yet
weird.
I was also pulling. You follow what I'm saying? Whatever. Think about what he's trying to have occur. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
How bad were you hurt?
Well, my fingernail turned black and blue. It fell off. I went to the doctor. But guess when I went to the doctor?
After the movie.
The next day. Because the first thing that happened was they took me to the movies, right?
Did you still see the movie?
Yes, we still went to the movies. Then we went to Farrell's. I don't know if you know what that is, but that's an ice cream place. And I remember even vividly as a very small child, because we used to play like alarms, like fire alarms, but you know, like old timey with bells and stuff like that. And I remember my thumb was throbbing so bad. Every time that bell went off, I could feel it in my thumb.
Is it possible that Robbie was there? Did he insist that you have to see Herbie Rides Again?
Well, I guess they didn't want to disappoint Robbie.
Exactly. Because here you are crying. Your thumb is obviously injured. And you still go see this movie. It's not like they prepaid online. You know, this is...
Yeah. You don't have to go, right? Anyway, So of course I remember that. All right. So, now that Michelle Blakeney is officially off the market, is Rob considering proposing to Tawanda or is he waiting to win Comedy Kumite? Michelle Blakeney, that name, where did that name even come from?
Yeah, where does that, I mean...
When did you first start the market? Did she get married?
I think she's engaged or married, one of the two. But she moved to, like, Pennsylvania or somewhere two, three years ago.
A couple weeks
she
ago.
She got married.
Oh, she did? Mm-hmm. I remember when she just met that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does she have to do with Comedy Kumite?
What does she have to do with you? You've never expressed any interest in Michelle Blakeney.
No, I haven't.
She did have big boobs.
No, she did.
She was a,
hey, that, at least thank God you said that.
What's the second part about Kumite? Proposal thing? What
does it say? Is Rob considering proposing to Tawanda, or is he waiting to win Comedy Kumite? As if that's once you do that, it's something that you haven't been able to do.
I might just retire from Kumite. I think I'm 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 in competitions. Now, me and Tawanda are not. She's not looking to me to propose to her. So we're not even. That's no longer something we're even worrying about or thinking about. We're just trying to enjoy each other's company.
Man, I wouldn't get away with that. I'm just kidding. Oh, I love you. I can't wait to be married to you. All right.
Was that to me or Katie?
That was to Katie.
Okay.
All right. So are the chances of having Dan Ninen as a guest on the show getting better? I don't think we're asking for him to be on the show.
Well, I mean, I would like to have him on the show to see it, give us an update. I mean, I don't think we've had any email or any sort of communication with him, and
not for a couple of years.
Yeah, at least. So maybe it's time to reach out to Dan. Say hey.
So let me tell.
I will reach out.
Let me tell.
You guys want to have him on the show?
I don't know. I think you shouldn't. You know,
it might be a mistake.
Yeah. Well, hear me out. So I had a constitutional law teacher in my senior year of high school. His name was Mr. Wills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I had to write a paper, and I wrote it, and. When I got it back, it said plagiarized F or E, blah, 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 that I didn't write it.
Was that true?
So you're burying the lead. So I go, well, this is ridiculous. I went and talked to my English teacher, Mr. McComas. I said, will you please talk to my history teacher? Tell him I'm a good writer, you know. And he said, well, then show me the rough draft. I go, well, what if I threw it away? What if I don't have the rough draft? By the way, I do have it.
Right.
But what if I don't? Then are you saying that I have to produce something that if I don't have it, I didn't write it? Who keeps a rough draft? So I said, but I have it. I brought in the pages that I had of the rough draft that remained. I handed them to him, and then he graded it on its merit versus that. He ended up giving me a B. Now, by the way, so think about this. He didn't think I wrote it, but he didn't think it was good enough to be an A. He gave me a B.
Humble brag.
What does that have to do with Dan Ninen?
We're getting there. The irony of that story is Gramps wrote it. Okay? Gramps wrote my paper. Now, that's the thing. So we have Dan Ninen on. He's been a guy who's been, you know, fraudulent, all these other things that he's been, but do you think that he's looking back at himself and saying, you know, I'm the villain and they're the victim? No, he thinks we did something to him. I guarantee you,
Well, let's get him on and ask him.
No, because then I don't want to know that. I'd rather just bury my head in the sand than know somebody like him thinks that I'm responsible. You understand the point is that he's the real villain like I was when I didn't write the thing. But when I remember that story, I'm like, that dick said I didn't write that paper. Meanwhile, I didn't.
Can we get that professor on as well?
I'll bet he might probably isn't alive.
Probably not.
But I'll look him up. Mr. Wills, he'll be in chat next week. I guarantee you that.
Robbie, do you think we should have Dan Ninen on or try to?
I'm not really in favor of it, to be honest.
All right. Sorry, guys. I've been outvoted in the chat.
He hasn't tweeted since April.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I fucked my life up by being so... Or he's lying, lurking. Who knows what's happening?
He is...
He's laying low.
He's a master plan. It's in his head. It's trust me, he's planning, plotting something.
Can I tell you what his last tweet said on April 5th?
What?
Drove the Tesla right up to the jet, hopped on, and flew to the Abaco in the Bahamas.
I love four photos
of him getting out of a car, sitting on a plane, and a picture of the Abaco.
Well, maybe it's not as bad as I thought. He seems to be the same guy.
Good for him.
All right, so I don't know how I feel about it, but if people clamor for it, then, you know, maybe we will. All right. Does Joe and Katie feel responsible for MoviePass's financial troubles?
No, we just used it yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We keep being like, oh, fuck MoviePass, but really, we're still using
it. I'm riding this one out with them. Until they crash and burn and there's no more MoviePass, I'm going to ride this one out.
It's not as it was. So, what movie did we see? We just saw Juliet Naked, by the way, which is fucking great. Make sure you guys
never even heard of it.
Okay, we'll get there in a second. Highly recommend. But what did we see?
Crazy Rich Asians we couldn't see.
But didn't we see a movie in between there?
Papillon.
Which isn't good. Crazy Rich Asians is fine, and I did cry. Papillon is not good. And this Juliet Naked is the best of the three. It's outstanding.
Okay.
But
it's a rom-com.
Yeah, we use MoviePass on two of them.
Well, yeah. I think the way that you guys use it, a lot of people are using it that way, and that is the downfall of it.
Well, yeah, but
it's not your fault.
Here's what's weird. This is what MoviePass thought would happen. They thought that they would start this business model and attendance at the movie theater would spike. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, happened. Then they thought they would say, all right, if you don't give us a certain percentage back, or if you don't give us a percentage of concessions, or you don't give us this, then we're going to pull our service from your theater. And then they would look at the revenue loss and they would decide whether or not to keep it or get rid of it. That's what they thought was going to happen. It happened exactly as they thought it would. Audiences poured into the movie theater using this service. And then they probably said, all right, we're going to stop doing this. And they probably like, well, okay, see you later, which was weird, but it didn't work. They couldn't use what they could bring to the theater as leverage in order to bring in enough revenue.
I have no idea how this works. How much does the studio get per ticket on a movie price?
They reimburse 100%.
Yes, correct.
No, I mean, when you just go and I pay $15 at whatever.
Oh,
what is MGM?
Most of it.
Yeah, I think they do. I think that
movie theaters make their money on the concession.
Yeah.
They pretty much are paying 100% of the movie ticket price to the back to the distributors.
Well, Robbie, in the business, having worked there for years,
yes, having the ins and outs. Having turned the projector on and off, he really knows where The money is distributed.
All right. That's what I've always heard.
No, I believe you.
Okay. What is your Mount Rushmore of terrible Robin Joe show bits? I thought they meant great Robin Joe show bits. Okay. Here we go. Ready? It's mine is Rob's voicemail.
Who's saying this?
Miggity Mac.
Yes. Okay.
Restivo, wrong. Wrong on Restivo. Joe's Twitter analysis and teasing a Graham story and then waiting for the next week. I mean, he answered his own questions, but let me think. I don't know that I have any bits that, I mean, sometimes things fall a little flat. I don't, you know.
Just let me just say they're numerous. I wish I was more prepared to answer this, but I'll just go with Mac's answers.
Well, I mean,
what about
bits? I mean, I stand by the voicemail. I like that.
Oh, we got some good questions coming up.
I also like Dr. Donna.
I like Dr. Gill.
Yes.
People love Dr. Gill, right? Everybody loves Scott Apple.
Yeah.
I am surprised.
Everyone loves Chamberlain for the most part, right?
I am surprised that people don't love Scott Apple the way that they love Restivo. I mean, the vice versa. Everybody loves Scott Apple, but Restivo, they don't. Mac doesn't like Restivo. He's at the top of the heap regarding our fans, right?
I don't know, because some of our love from Restivo is that we know him and we've just made fun of him. It's a different relationship. I do think that the Twitter thing, you know, it's funny. I tweeted something and then J.L. Covan retweeted it just saying, just so this doesn't lead the Robin Joe show this week on disrespected Rob.
Yeah,
tweets.
No, I liked it. I saw it and I liked it. I don't remember what it was. But
I won't even say it, although it did get disrespected.
All right. So it says, what sports can Katie beat Joe? I'm probably meant in what sports can Katie beat Joe.
All right. Can I take a stab?
Sure.
We're not going to agree. So.
Golf?
Yes. 100%. That's easy. Yes. She can.
Okay. Basketball? No. Volleyball? No. Soccer?
Hold on.
You could soccer play?
Hold on. Well, she can't beat me in volleyball. We're going to hit the ball back and
forth. I'm saying you're a better volleyball player than she is. I've seen you're a good volleyball player.
Are we talking current?
I was, yeah. I'm probably not as good as I used to be. Yeah.
Or at each of our prime?
See, Rob saw me play volleyball. You know when that was? It was 2008.
Yeah, in Cancun shirtless, like the scene from Top Gun.
Yeah, it used to be good and thin. So she probably could.
I played volleyball in high school.
Yeah, she probably.
I almost played in college, so I'm going to go, I disagree with volleyball, but I will agree with basketball.
But let me jump in. I completely agree that you'd be better at me than volleyball now, but I used to be really good at volleyball.
That's great. We're talking about now.
You would be better than
tennis?
We seem to I said we were 50-50. She seems to believe she's better than me.
I think I'm just a hair better.
But it's close.
Are you? We should have a tennis tournament.
I'm in.
I want to get in on this.
Okay. We were just saying yesterday.
Well, we already know you're good at tennis. You've already told us.
I played, I haven't played anybody hardly in 10 years. So.
All right. Who's going to be in the tennis tournament? Me, you, Katie, and Hill. Robbie.
And Gramps.
Yeah. So, let me think. I mean, what other sports will we play?
What about ping pong? Pool? Are those counting darts? Are we counting those?
We played ping pong.
I beat him in cornhole a lot. He beats me sometimes.
What about that game you bought from that guy?
Still don't have it.
We don't have it yet.
TBD on that one.
You've already paid him cash.
But here's the thing. Katie's 20 years younger than me, but she's also a really good athlete. So I'm not. Yeah. It's like I'm humiliated.
What about in a foot race?
Huh. You think you can beat me in a foot race?
Yeah, I think so.
We could do that.
What about in a mile?
What do you think?
It might be the same.
Yeah, I've been running. I mean, I've been doing a lot of that. So maybe right now I could. I'm not sure.
Who can do more push-ups?
Her.
I can do more push-ups.
No.
Pull-ups?
No, I can't do one.
I mean, if I can do one, yeah.
Mm-mm.
I know you're doing pull-ups.
It's hard. No, girls' upper body strength is way different. Yeah.
Whatever, Katie.
I need to drink more kale smoothies.
Hashtag me too.
Here's the next question. What happened to missed connections?
Oh, there you go, Katie.
Awk.
I think Justin and I kind of wanted to take the summer off because he has kids and he had to basically deal with them. It is a lot of work. I'll give you guys credit. Podcasts are a lot of work. So we don't know. We'll probably pick it back up, but it might be something a little different.
You guys also, what you were trying to do is a lot harder than what Rob and I.
Oh, it's very hard. Yeah. It is. It's very hard. But it is fun. So it might not necessarily be all the work to putting these people together, but we might be reading a lot of them and just having more of a open for them.
What about a wedding planning podcast where Justin helps you plan the wedding?
No, I'm not interested in that.
I'm just not trying to think of something that's a little easier that you can just sort of show up and do. You don't have this, you know, extra work that requires.
So let's go back real quick.
All right.
So apparently this is probably, you know, we've been doing this show how long?
I don't know, 7-8 years.
I was married when I started this show.
Yep.
So it's been a long time. According to what it says on here, you had the serious hots for Michelle Belenky. That's what it says here. And that you said that she was your first choice if Tawanda was to leave. That's what it says here in chat. I don't remember that, but
I believe it though.
No, I don't. I think we were talking about local female comedians who I was most attracted to. I think I said Michelle Belenky.
Mingity Mac says Joe's clearly padding to avoid the tough questions. No, I'm not.
Hey, are we taking breaks? Should we take a break right now?
We need to take a break.
Oh, geez. All right.
Yeah. I thought the chat was going to do that.
Be right back. We'll talk about my finger again. Gramps is defending it.
Die Laughing Productions is back with another hilarious whodunit murder mystery comedy show. From the people who brought you A Merry Murder Mystery and The Newly Dead Game comes Back to the 80s. You're attending an event at Glenbrook North High in Chicago, Illinois, where the students, faculty, and alumni are gathering to open a time capsule that was planted exactly 30 years ago. But a still unsolved murder case will transport you back when gas was under $1 a gallon and cell phones were the size of a brick. Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, and all things 80s murder mystery mashed up with me, Justin, from 98 Rock, and the audience, you're going to be the star. Some of you will get to play parts in the show, and all of you will guess who the murderer is. Guess right, you could win something bitchin'. Guess wrong, and you'll be a butthead. Jean jackets and leg warmers are encouraged. Eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. Back to the 80s.
Next performance, September 8th at McGoobie's Joke House, Timonium. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
This show is proof that there's a difference between men and women. My cardio is fine. It's just right. I eat like shit and I'm fat.
Hey, I finally saw a movie that the people would be surprised that I'd never seen.
Is this a Pixar movie?
Yes.
Toy Story.
Yes. You guys go check it out.
I went to medical school. I'm actually a dick doctor.
I've seen Rob's dick in Ocean City.
Oh. I do watch porn, but I don't watch a lot of porn.
I like group porn, but only when I'm in the video. I'm a junior in high school. I'm saying stinker. Shit's embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I'm going to fart all over you.
Oh, give me a pussy fart. Open your heart to my pussy fart. Wait, Joe cried?
That Crazy Rich Asian.
I think I smell pee. Do you smell pee? I think I smell pee.
Fuck you, Jim Amato.
I am an awesome gift giver.
I really missed Marcus.
Nice. Floppy Joe for Joe and some spice for Katie. Katie Spice.
Aretha Franklin just died. Name article. One song that she sang.
She was saying respect, right?
Yes, she okay. did. Thanks for calling Kirk. Big announcement. Katie drugging me. Joe Rosen. Nope, that's it.
That's
Got
it.
Ties everything. We.
Dude, that was incredible.
God, it's so good.
That was so good. Funny. What if we just, can we just do an hour of that? That hey, is a show? Just
I'll ask.
That song that Jim Amato uses, the Cliffs of Dover, that's the same song that they play when they do the improv slideshow. The song
yes.
that he's just playing, yeah.
Jim Amato was on TMOS on Friday. Did an excellent job. I started listening. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet.
Yeah, I got to give that a listen.
I'll be on Tuesday. Check it out. Where were we?
All right, Gramps? So there's before Jim Amato asked this question, Gramps, well, here we go. Jim Amato says, Joe, are you going to report Gramps for child neglect? So he had to wait a day to have your, so you had to, because you had to wait a day to have your finger looked at? No, my dad was a great dad, but he gets super defensive when I tell these stories as if he was a shitty father, which he wasn't. But that wasn't his best moment after I got my finger slammed in the door and we still went to the movies. Even now, he's saying it wasn't broken, so there was nothing the doctor could do. Well, you didn't know that. You didn't know that until the next day. I mean, guys, dad. You should have taken me for medical attention.
He could have given you some aspirin.
Right, give me something, right? That was some ice, something. All right.
Some sort of bandage to stop the getting irritated. All right, what else?
Okay, so it said, Joe, you said you saw Rob's penis in Cancun. How's he doing? I swear I don't remember.
Well, you didn't really see it because you were.
Well, I
was
also
on a balcony, and it was far away.
It was far away. You were on a balcony. Everybody who was out there saw you walk through, but it was, for me and my vision, it was too far for me to be able to make out what was going on.
Well, I was a little, because I was next to this hot girl, so I was
you also told me you fluffed a little bit.
Yeah, you got to give it a little something. Yeah, you can't just go out.
Well, maybe we can run it back in Cancun next year at the wedding.
Maybe we can.
All right. God, Robbie's not going to like this one. As a baseball fan, I would like to know who Joe's favorite Oriole of all time is. Well, that's easy. Anybody who knows me knows my favorite Oriole and favorite athlete of all time. Not just favorite Oriole. He's a reason not just that I'm a baseball fan, but that I'm a sports fan. And that, of course, is the great Eddie Murray. As a matter of fact, right before he won his first and only World Series in 1983 with the Orioles, the Sporting News asked the great Reggie Jackson if he thought he was the best player in baseball, and he said, no, that guy plays in Baltimore.
Eddie Murray, also my favorite Oriole. I actually have a plaque that has a card on it and like his 500th home run, and I bought it at this baseball auction.
I only gushed for a little while longer. People aren't really going to know the greatness of Eddie Murray because the numbers aren't the same. There's you know, six more teams, the ballparks are smaller, there's different medicines, steroids, there's a bunch of different things that it's just not the same game as it was back then. I mean, and he never hit 40 home runs in a season.
Well, with today's everything, he would have.
Well, of course,
six or seven times.
He would have, but he was, back when they kept this stat, which they stopped because it was a ridiculous stat, the game-winning RBI, he was the all-time leader when that statistic was kept. And that's the RBI that either puts you ahead or the RBI that puts you ahead and keeps you ahead is the game-winning RBI.
Robbie, do you have an all-time favorite athlete?
I do. Art Monk.
Okay, good. Classic Redskin Hall of Famer.
All right. Let's see. Hold on. Joe uses what he learned in constitutional law to screw over the government. That's not a question.
Who said that? They should get credit.
Miggity Mac did.
Of course.
Okay. Joe couldn't use a typewriter with a broken finger. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Will we ever hear show announcer Tim again? He has missed. Who is more to blame for his absence, Joe or Rob? Well, Tim and I are currently not speaking to one another, if I'm being honest.
Well, that's 100% Joe then.
Yeah, but that's not the reason he quit the show. The reason he quit the show is he did some work for us at the 98 Rock Studios, and it was so difficult to get through it. We made fun of it on the air, and it made him mad, and he decided never to do the show again.
And in his defense, we did ask him to do something, and then we shit on him. In our defense, it was really bad what he did.
Yeah, yeah. So
it was not good.
I also apologize for that. That was long before this incident. But yeah, it would be unlikely that he would be on the show again. Although his friend, Patrick, is a P1. He listens to the show. And he's significant because Tim and I grew up together. We went to high school together. We've been friends ever since until just recently when we're having an issue right now. But Patrick's a big listener, and Patrick will always report back to Tim the things that are said.
Uh-oh.
So we give a shout out to Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
And I call it label Patrick secret friend because Tim didn't ever mention him for, you know, 5 or 6 years that he had this other friend.
Yes, Patrick, who I saw in Tampa this year down at the Improv with Kechner. Tim has actually quit our fantasy league because he was going to pick 12th. It's just random. 2 years in a row it had happened, and he quit because of that. So, Joe, Tim is not invited to the wedding as of right now.
No, we sent him a save the date.
Okay.
I'm definitely. Right. Hold on. Somebody already said, what happened to missed connections? It came up again. Okay. So, what's the next question here? Restivo's first appearance was great. Everything afterwards was terrible. Has he been back on the show?
We called him a few times live on the air. We called him when he was watching the football game and kept fucking with him. I thought that was great.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I get how a listener might not know. They didn't like it when he was explaining about his clothing line. They didn't like that.
I thought that was great. By the way, he says he wants to plan your bachelor party. I told him to send me his proposal, as he has yet to get back to me.
Yes.
That makes absolutely no sense. He's like, he said something like, I know what I'm doing or what, but he just, everybody knows how to go to a strip club.
That's what he's going to say, yeah.
Well, who doesn't know how to do that?
You're going to go to Morse Burgers first for their famous happy hour and chicken wings.
All right. So, Robin Joe Show Sports Olympics. It could be a Patreon event. Okay.
We could do a decathlon.
You know, one time Rob raced a girl that was on the Virginia track team.
Yes.
She was a sprinter, and right. Rob beat her.
Yep. Drunk with my shoes off outside of some diner probably in Baltimore.
That's true.
Don't know this Rob. Who is this Rob? Would you do that right now?
Would I run right now? Race somebody?
No, if the same situation happened right now, would you do that?
It was Aaron Jackson's friend. She'll know her name.
I mean, I do it for fun. I mean, I had less confident today than I was. That was at least 10 years
ago. I thought you were going to lose.
Yeah.
I definitely thought you were going
to
lose.
But I did lose to Steve Huber in one of those Cancuns when we raced on the sand. Much harder to run in the sand.
Whatever happened to the girl that faked cancer, episode 191?
Amanda Tracy.
That's a great question.
She died of cancer. No.
no, actually, her story is pretty cool. She faked cancer. There's a lot around that that's really funny. She's had she had a fundraising event,
yes.
And she took the money. I mean, just all kinds of crazy stuff happened. By the way, if I had to do that all over again and you said, if you could prevent that from happening, would you know? I'm glad. It was hilarious, right?
It was hilarious. She quit comedy, and she was working at the strip club where Steven wants to take you.
Yes, Millstream.
Millstream for the bachelor party.
So you could actually go, and for a dollar, you could see her tits and vagina.
Yeah.
And ass.
Yep.
I believe they're fully nude.
And you can ask her, where was the cancer?
Are they fully nude at the Millstream?
I don't know. It sounds like a horrible strip club, so I'm guessing no.
I don't want to misrepresent. If you can't see her butthole and vagina, I don't want to say that you can't.
No, we don't want to lie about Amanda Tracy. Everything's on the level with her.
So this next question is, who does Robbie miss more, Eric the actor or David Letterman? Now, listen. So I'll let Robbie answer. But I need to know, is he talking about Eric the actor, the real Eric the actor, the guy from the Howard Stern show?
No.
Who he loved. Yeah, Robbie loved him. But also, or Eric the actor here, who was a huge, he was before Mac, he was our biggest.
Yes.
He was very much like Mac.
I think he handed the reins to Mac. I think Mac takes a lot of pride in it, trying to continue his tradition.
So Robbie?
I answered the question in chat. I assumed he was talking about our Eric. But the answer would be the same if he's talking about the real Eric, because David Letterman's not dead. And David Letterman, I see the Netflix show, and I've seen him. He's not hiding David Letterman.
I guess it's the David Letterman show.
Yeah, no, it's always going to be Eric.
Both Erics, no matter what.
Both Erics, yeah.
All right. Has the naked butler been booked, Katie?
No.
Are you going over resumes and deciding?
No, we're actually going to do a yacht trip.
What?
Well, no, not like for a while. It's just like a last sail before the veil. We're going to stay local. So there would be no opportunity for a butler unless we brought it to like a hotel
room. An overnight thing or just a...
Well, we're going to do like an all-day booze cruise and then stay at like an Airbnb in Annapolis for the weekend. So I guess maybe we still could somehow, but as of right now, no butler. Joe really vetoed it, so.
Wow, Joe, is this true? You vetoed it?
What?
Tonight.
No, I don't veto anything. You can do whatever you want to do.
Okay, then he's going to get booked.
It's her bachelor party. She's probably only going to have two of these in her lifetime, so.
Yeah, I mean, when I die, you know, back when you're in the home.
Are you going to be, this is a serious question, if you die
Can you write it in chat? Just kidding. Continue.
If you die in 10, I'm going to say, okay, 15.
10,
hold on, 15 years. Hold on, if you die in 15 years, you want me to move on?
I mean, let's be serious. If I die in 15 years, you will move on.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't you? You'll be in your early 40s.
At what age are you, would you ever be uncomfortable with me moving on?
I mean, if I knew that, like, you were dating within a week, I guess that's something I would not want to know. But if a year went by and you're like, I got to get myself back out there, blah, 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 and you wanted to do that, then yeah, I'd be more than happy.
I mean, you're having your second marriage at age 50. Why couldn't she?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that you can't do something that I did.
How long after you die until, like, you're comfortable with my first date?
I won't. I'll be dead, so I won't.
Well, now that you're alive, I'm asking you.
I mean, if you said I'm going to be dating within a month after you die, yeah, that would probably be a problem for
Three
me.
3 months?
Yeah, that'd be too soon.
What's worse? It's a month after, or it's a year after, but it's someone that you know.
Oh, good question.
Stranger? Immediate stranger.
Is it, somebody in the murder mystery?
Yes.
God, I guess it depends on who it is, right?
If it's Sean Gabbert.
Yeah, no, honestly, I swear. Now, a couple of them have girlfriends. Let's say, you know, heaven forbid, Eric's wife dies or Tommy's girlfriend
break up. Why
dies.
Why does she have to die?
Right? but she's friends with these girls, so they have to die. And then I found out that she dated somebody in the murder mystery. That wouldn't bother me.
Eric wouldn't bother you at all.
No, why would it bother
me? Who would bother you? Would Rob bother you?
No. Not
I know who would bother you. Robbie.
It would bother her, too.
Would also bother me.
Yeah, it'd bother everybody in the
Cramps.
Room. Yeah, that would bother me.
Is it more likely that this is Katie's only marriage or she has another one?
Well, that's a good question.
I'm going to live... Dude, I'm going to live 30 more years.
Okay. Again, she's...
Why do you think that?
She'll be mid-50s.
She'll be 60 years old when I die. Yeah, she might get married again.
Okay, she's going to hit 90. She's going to live to 90, probably.
God, what about till death do us part? Then I die, and then we part, and then she's out there.
She's going to have 30 years.
I don't want to get to heaven and there'll be some other dude up there.
I think that if I'm between 55 and 65 and you die, I'm going to meet somebody who... I'm going to try to meet someone who's like has also been widowed. Who is
maybe like a blindy.
Very
good. I thought you didn't have a dead spouse.
Maybe very wealthy or something.
You're gonna meet a guy who's just the kids have graduated. They're out of the house. He and the wife realized that was keeping them together, and they separated. And now he's,
he sounds nice.
He does. He says a great catch. I'm really happy for you.
You should introduce me to him.
I can't wait to go. Am I invited? I'll save the date.
You'll be the best man at the next wedding, too.
June 3rd, 2042.
So there was another question in chat I wanted to make sure. On Twitter that I wanted to make sure that I.
Yeah, let's bring up in Twitter.
Yeah.
Good idea, Joe.
So let me see here. If you could just give me 1 second here, I'll find it.
I think, by the way, the answer to that question, it is definitely more likely that there's just because she's so young, it's two.
No, in all seriousness, I don't know. I mean, saying it right now, I don't think I could ever get married again.
Well, of course not. But hey, Melissa Booker, thank you, Melissa, says, hey, Joe Robinson, thanks for answering my baseball question today. On Robin Joe. I love that Eddie Murphy is your favorite player. He was a great player.
Murray, sorry.
On and off the field. Yes, he was.
He was awesome. Did this guy delete his question? It was about what kind of porn. Oh, it is. Sorry. Here we go.
Oh boy.
I can't be in chat, so can Katie Push admit what her favorite niche porn genre is?
Thanks for throwing my last name out there.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Well, let's go over some of them. You've got.
I don't want to say.
Here's what he speculated: old guy in glasses, Donald ducking with a wolf shirt on.
Yes, that's definitely up there.
How do you feel about gangbangs?
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. I think I kind of like the swingers thing.
Okay, so
We just went to dinner with the neighbors yesterday.
We did. Door neighbors.
Would you entertain that thought?
What? No, I'm not going to entertain that thought because somebody's got to fuck me.
Well, I'm assuming it's the wife, right? That's
younger than me.
Joe would never be with somebody that young.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine how bad I'd feel for the person that had to. Sorry, Katie.
All right, what if you do that and it's super awkward? Are you moving? Or are you trying to get them to move?
Our houses touch. Yeah, we're fucking out of here. We're packing the shit up. Yeah, we're gone.
So you're not trying to get them to move. You're going to move.
Absolutely not.
Why can't... We got to get out of there right away.
I think that sounds like a good... That's a movie that we just... A synopsis of a movie.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's not happening. I'm not swinging.
Okay.
I mean,
What about with the strangers?
No. I'm not swinging with
Katie?
A stranger.
No.
I don't want to see Katie get plowed by some other dude. We heard a story about that from... On our friend's podcast, Come Town, about a local promoter. I don't want to experience that.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that person should quit comedy there.
What famous comedian does Rob dislike? They didn't ask me because it's so easy for me to name like 50.
Well, I didn't have... I mean, Ari Spears is not a very likable person. A lot of people have stories about him. I don't have anything... I don't have a real bad story, but the stories I've heard about him are much worse than my experiences, but he is not pleasant to be around, and he's very, you could tell he's bitter that he's not Kevin Hart, or that he's not doing better in his life, even though he's doing great by any standard.
You want me to give you mine that I've outed publicly on this show? That would be Robert Schimmel, rest in peace.
Yes.
Tom Arnold, of course.
Of course.
I had a little weird time with John Lovitz.
Yeah.
Let me think. There's somebody else I'm not thinking of that I don't like that I said on here. Robbie might remember.
Well, with Aries, he was selling his CD. It was like a double CD. It was like $40. I can't believe people were buying it. And he didn't have the square thing because I guess, you know, you want to hide this money, I suppose, the volume he's doing. And so I said, well, you know, somebody didn't have cash. They wanted to buy it. So I said, all right, I'll swipe it. So this happened a few times. And then I'm like, he goes, yeah, I'm going to need that money. I'm like, yeah, I don't have this cash on me. I'll go to the ATM. And he goes, okay, just make sure you have it tomorrow. And I'm like, I'm getting an ATM charge and Square takes a fee. So
yeah,
what am I going to do? Just leave and not work the club again to try to get $160 out of you? And so then, of course, you know, the next day I give him the money and he didn't, like, give me anything for doing this. It wasn't like, $5. It was just like, of course
entitled.
You're
that doesn't.
Yes, it was an entitlement thing.
Let's take a break. Rob and Jojo, be right back.
Hello again. It's Gramps back again urging you to join Patreon. Recently, my son Joe revealed that an engagement ring purchase and a proposal are imminent for him. Rob is feeling more pressure than ever. Can you imagine what it will be like at home for Rob once Katie receives that ring? The scowls and the tension will be unbearable. Don't you want him to finally be able to get that ring and propose to? Hasn't that poor woman suffered long enough? Well, you can help. Become a Rob and Joe subscriber on Patreon. Not only will you receive all the great bonus shows and premium content that's causing such a buzz, but you'll also be giving to a good cause, Robin Tawanda's future. How else is he going to afford that ring? He can't even win that $25 prize at Comedy Kumite. And in case you were worried that I might stop hitting on Tawanda, you need not. Nothing can stop me. Engaged, married, those things never get in my way.
The Rob and Joe Show.
All right, Rob, are you willing to admit that the new Kevin Hart Tiffany Haddish movie looks painfully unfunny?
The trailer, the funny part, the only funny part I liked really from the trailer was when she said he was best, there was a little funny banter about him being stupid or something. And then the guy, the white guy talking black was funny. I mean, I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be super hilarious, but who knows? I mean, it's not going to be Girls Trip funny. Okay. But I haven't seen, you know, I don't even know if I've even seen a Kevin Hart movie.
So we just saw the trailer. It literally looks like the worst movie that will ever be made. It's okay. It's not. You're not saying that. All right. Where are we now? Race Katie right now. I was talking about R. Eric. Hey, Gramps. Hope you are well. All right. Here we go. Two bachelorette parties. I'm looking for a question mark. Here we go. How about the question to Joe's Facebook page? That's a joke. I don't have a Facebook page. I assume they mean Rob and Joe's Facebook page. Are there questions on there?
I don't think. Or Robbie, are there?
I don't think so.
All right. So when will Gramps and Scott Apple take each other on in trivia? Here's the deal about that. We talked about that. My father, who I love very much, Gramps doesn't have the ability to humble himself to do the thing. Like he's going to say differently in chat, and I don't want to, but I don't know that that'll be fun for Gramps. And I'm not, he thinks that we're trying to embarrass him, which I don't want to do. So no, that's probably will never happen is my guess. Robbie.
Yeah. I'm not really in favor. We could tailor it so it would work for Gramps, but I still think he's not going to enjoy himself.
No,
we do have a Facebook page and I'm glad this is asked because you have a story about this. From Stephen Miller, have you found a dog, Joe? And if not, did you reach out to the big fluffy dog rescue?
The big fluffy dog wrestler.
Well, it's interesting you say that. We were turned down for another dog, but in addition, as you heard us mention Shango on this show 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, in chat with Shango.
Yes.
And Katie, why don't you tell the story?
Okay. So we had mutual friends who were getting rid of their dog, if you remember the story, Shango, German Shepherd. I was messaging this person back and forth. It was her son's dog. The last thing we said a couple of weeks ago was, I can't wait for my son to meet you guys so you can talk about it some more. I said, I think we'd be really great doggy parents, and we've been looking at German Shepherds. And she's like, can't wait, honey. Okay, see you soon. I get a message 4 days ago. Hi, girly, wanted to let you know that my son really wanted Shingo to go to a home with another friend. And we were able to find someone right down the road with a German Shepherd who really loved him. I didn't even know this was going to be happening, but it worked out yesterday. I wanted you to hear it from me first.
Rejected.
So our friends who were just going to give us their dog also found somebody else.
What the fuck?
Nah, it's fine. But yeah, we were also turned down for that.
You're getting frustrated, aren't you?
Yeah. No, we're very close to just going to Lancaster. That's probably just going to happen. So,
Robbie, your thoughts on that?
I thought they were well past the stage of frustration. I completely understand.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's weird.
I'm even considering waiting until after the wedding.
Ooh. Well, you know what? I have a theory about that because, you know, with your relationship, right now the driving, not the driving force, but the thing that is using a lot of Katie's, she's thinking about this a lot, is planning the wedding. That's the big thing that's on the horizon.
Yes.
And then once that hits, you're obviously not going to have kids, so you already have the house, so that mm-hmm. is done. You need another thing to then become the thing. So yeah. I think the dog would make the most sense.
Yeah, I mean, and also the logistics of having to potty train a potential puppy in the winter. If it's snowing, it's cold outside, you want to wait until it's warm again. So I think it makes more sense. If something falls in our lap,
yeah, something falls
we'll
in our lap, we're in.
But we're not going to be actively pursuing anything anymore for a while. I'm very drained, emotionally drained.
Yeah.
There are a few breeds that we like, and if for some reason they were to fall in our lap, we'd take them.
Yes.
So if anybody out there with a golden retriever, something that looks like a golden retriever, an English bulldog or something that looks like an English bulldog, German Shepherd, Bernese Mountain Dog.
Yeah.
Right. Anything huge. If it looks like it and you have one and you want to give it to us, give me a call. Or no, sorry, you probably won't have my number. Private message me on Twitter.
Yeah, but don't just send us a link to like a rescue.
Yeah,
like
that's super annoying.
I'm very
annoying,
capable
yeah.
of doing all of that.
If you found the perfect dog, but the couple that owned this dog wanted to swing, you got the dog if you swung, would you do?
No,
yes.
we
sorry.
They were both attractive.
No, we're not swinging.
All right.
All right. If I'm being honest, I would tell you if we would.
Right.
I swear I would.
Okay.
What if Katie had to have sex with the woman and you had to have sex with the guy?
What?
Oh, then yes. Oh, I realized I got to fuck a guy.
What if they just wanted you?
I didn't say you fucked him.
What if they just wanted to have sex in front of you and they wanted you to do commentary like it was the Ravens
pregame?
Oh,
I swear to God, I'd do that. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I would do it. I would pay to do it.
All right. He looks like he's going into the tradish position. Yeah.
But you had to be naked the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. That would. No, I'm not doing that.
You're not going to just stand there naked and do
it's
a play-by-play
like
for...
Really,
I'm not. I'm not doing that.
That's a weird cuckolding kind of...
Yeah, I will...
It's your fetish, Katie.
If they say, we'll give you this dog, but you have to watch us have sex, I don't care who they are.
Wait,
I'm
this
like,
is still for a dog? This isn't just a ridiculous scenario?
I'm like,
no,
okay, I'll do
it.
Not
for a dog.
You wouldn't say, yeah, I'll watch you have sex for... You give us this dog.
I'm also... Then I'm weirded out. Like, what did the dog go through? These people are obviously...
A dog doesn't know what's happening if you're fucking in front of it. It's not traumatized by it.
Yeah.
Would you watch any of your friends have sex for the same deal?
Oh.
Yes. I would watch Justin and Lindsay have sex in a heartbeat.
Eric and his wife, who will not
Eric
name.
And a heart. Yeah. Eric and his wife in a
you
heartbeat.
You sound excited about
Good
this.
God,
in a
calm
heartbeat.
Down over there.
There's not many. If I had the opportunity to watch somebody have sex, yes.
Right. Robbie and his Taiwanese girlfriend?
Oh, that's family. That's a little different.
Jeremy Woodworth with the clown?
No.
All right. How often do you sit down?
Graham said Tawanda.
Yeah, I'd watch that, I guess. How often do you sit down just to write, hoping that it's something that makes it to the stage? Me, never. I haven't written a joke since I did that online dating joke. I haven't written one.
I never sit down and write.
You flesh out an idea on stage.
Yeah, something like I've been telling this dirty talk joke that's probably one of my newer jokes that does well, and it just...
Yeah, but what about the murder mystery?
No, I usually we come up with the idea, the broad idea, and then just while I'm driving, I'll be thinking, and I'll try to figure out how could it make sense, who gets killed, why, and who did it.
The last two we've done, Rob's written 90% of. The last two we've done.
What you guys will do is you'll think of funny things, and then you'll just call each other and say, hey, I thought about this, hey, I thought about this.
Yeah, it's easy to come up with a funny idea and funny bits within it. It's the hardest part. Yeah. Is making the mystery make
sense. Making the murder mystery.
Yeah.
And making it an actual murder mystery, which, right. Yeah, we're okay at that.
No, we're pretty good at it. It's the hardest part. It's also hard to find new ways to have for the murder to take place because we're not dealing with any special effects or, you know, it's hard to not just have somebody be poisoned almost every time.
Okay. Rob, are you willing to admit that The Regulars was horrible and that it never had a shot at getting on Spike or any other channel?
Oh shit! Well, I mean, I think I've been the whole time. I liked the original version of The Regulars. I liked that idea when it didn't become that. When it did that game show idea, at that point, I never said I thought it was good. If anything, I just spoke carefully about it because it doesn't.
You didn't want to ruin the relationship with the people that were creating it. Yeah,
but I never had any illusion once it changed to that it was gonna ever. Be anything. The original idea, going around to bars and getting to know people and all that, that's a show that, by the way, it's existed. It's been on TV. So obviously that was an idea that works.
All right. So are you willing to admit that Mr. Quench was a no-talent wannabe? Who's that?
The guy that was running that. I know who they're talking about.
Oh, sorry. Okay, gotcha.
I have not...
Jeez. All right, I'm not reading anymore. They're just attacking you. All right, stop.
Why are they attacking me? I don't. What are they saying?
Captain Cupcake.
Also, what happened to Funny for Five is the next question.
We're still trying to make it work. What's he attacking me for?
What do you mean?
I don't know how is he attacking me.
Well, he's taking your projects and saying, "Why don't you admit that they're horrible?"
Okay.
It's his way of dumping on you. But it's what he always does.
Funny for Five is, first of all, The Regulars isn't my project. It's someone else's project. So what are my projects? Okay, so he thinks this show is horrible. This is my project.
The Robin Joe
Does show? He think he's on the chat room of something he thinks is horrible?
Yeah.
Does he think the murder mystery is horrible? Does he think my stand-up is horrible? Those are my projects. Name the projects that you think are horrible and tell me why. He can't do it.
Well, give him a chance to respond. No, okay. No, I'm kidding. Let's stop this. And then when will the next Rob and Katie show drop? I think the next without Rob is going to be October. Is that going to be October 1st?
Well, that's going to be the Joe and Katie because I'm going to be coming back from Ohio and I'll be driving 8 hours that day. And I don't think I'm going to get here in time.
I think they were saying they didn't want you, Joe.
Yeah, I would love to do another... Rob and Katie, but that's my project, so we know Captain Cupcake will listen.
Here we go. Who did you last? This will be the last question of the night since it's 8:34.
Oh wow, time flies.
Yeah. Who did you vote for in the last presidential election, Joe? So of course, this is what this is. This is a somehow to get me as some sort of Trump labeled as some Trump supporter. So here's at the
Captain Cupcake taking a rare shot at Joe.
After the election, my son, Joey, Katie, me, who else was there?
James and Todd.
James, my godson, James, or whatever.
Right.
And my friend, Todd. We were all in the room together, and no one had voted except for Joey. My son, Joey, who voted for the Libertarian, Gary Johnson.
That's who I voted for as well.
So nobody in the room had voted.
I think he wants to know if you were to have voted, who would you have voted for?
Katie.
No, it's okay. So
I watch enough Real Housewives to know how this goes.
So if I'm being completely honest, if I went to vote, I wouldn't have voted in the presidential election, or I would have voted for the third party candidate. I would not have voted for either Hillary or Trump.
No. I think you're telling the truth.
Yeah. No, of course. It was my plan to go and vote for Gary Johnson. Going to vote?
I remember Joe and I were at dinner watching a bunch of coverage on it and laughing, thinking, oh my God, what if he won? How hilarious would social media be tomorrow morning?
And we just kept the rest right, of our lives.
Right.
Yeah.
And I never imagined it would be every day for the next however many years, but it's literally been all day, every day for years.
My vote was I was voting for the idea of a third party candidate, not the candidate. Yeah. I know nothing about him. That was just the reason for my vote.
Yeah. Well, basically, it was a protest vote, was what you gave.
Yeah, it was just, you know, give us more options, better options.
I didn't know enough about any of them.
I didn't know where to vote.
Is that our last question? That's a lame last question.
Yeah, you need a better one.
All right. Well, we'll wait. We'll give it some time to see if we can get another one.
This has gone pretty well. What do you guys think?
People are saying,
they're trying to give me credit.
Oh, by the way, this idea, this is my project.
Yeah, you're getting credit.
So I told them, I said, this was Rob's idea. Now, I certainly would have come up with this idea, but I would never think that Rob would go for it. So it was great that Rob came up with it.
Backhanded compliment. Thanks, Robbie.
Thank you.
Wow. So what you said is you thought that you'd never do the idea that Rob came up with.
He thought I would never do, what I came up with. Not only would I not do it, I wouldn't think of it and wouldn't suggest it.
Miggity Mac says to give Robbie credit, otherwise Captain Cupcake will hate it.
Fair point.
All right, now let's get out of here. No more questions. We're good.
All right.
I'm afraid of what I'm going to read.
Will we do this again, Rob?
I think it's a Labor Day tradition.
Sure, yeah. Every Labor Day we'll fill the chat up. Thank you guys for participating.
I mean, I like that we didn't have to prepare anything.
That's the point of Labor Day.
Yes, exactly. There you go. It makes perfect sense.
Off.
Come out to Magoobie's Joke House Friday night and Saturday night. Friday, two shows, 7:30, 9:45. Justin Schlegel headlines. Joe Robinson does comedy, his bi-yearly comedy performance. Eric Woodworth, emceeing. And then Saturday night, the murder mystery, Back to the 80s, 7:30,
listen to
9:45.
Me the next day on the 98 Rock pregame show.
Yes.
And then the Ravens pregame show, and then the day after that, the Rob and Joe show again.
There you go. And check me out on TMOS on Tuesday. By the time you hear it, it's already happened, but give it a listen.
Big announcement.
There's going to be a big announcement. And until then, watch for the regulars coming out this fall on CBS. See you
later.